From Tibbetts on May 23rd, 2011, this is Why Laptop Bags Are So Heavy by Adam C. Angst. I've been traveling with Apple laptops since the days of the PowerBook 100, and in those years I've seen their power skyrocket and weight plummet. Even my aluminum MacBook from 2008 is lighter than that PowerBook 100, and the 11-inch MacBook Air is half the weight of my MacBook. But what seemingly hasn't changed one bit is the weight of my fully loaded laptop bag when I'm schlepping it through an airport. After my last trip to Denver and Boulder, I decided to find out where all that weight was really coming from. Had I accidentally stored paving stones somewhere in the depths of my bag? So I completely stripped the bag immediately after the trip, weighing each individual item. Alas, I didn't uncover any bowling balls, but as I weighed each item and recorded the numbers in a spreadsheet, I made notes about why that item was present and whether or not it was essential, and that's where things became a bit more interesting. To start, my fully loaded laptop bag weighed in at 19.22 pounds. What I found was that of that, 13.84 pounds came from items that I deemed absolutely essential. But the remaining almost 5.5 pounds stemmed from items that were either entirely pointless or they would bring on only certain types of trips. For instance, if I wanted to pack all the gear necessary for Tristan and me to take photos, that added 1.35 pounds to the bag. All my running-related items and food added up to 2.1 pounds. And another 1.87 pounds turned out to be completely and utterly unnecessary, coming from items I've carried for years and never used. For future trips, I'm considering a separate small bag that I can pack in my clothing backpack to keep the laptop bag a bit lighter. But the heftiest items aren't surprising, nor are they optional. Tops is the MacBook itself, weighing in at 4.5 pounds, followed by the empty Kensington saddlebag at 3.33 pounds. If I were really trying to shed weight, a MacBook Air in a different bag could probably cut the poundage by at least 3 pounds, though I'd still be carrying 1.4 pounds of power adapters and cables. A lighter power strip is probably available to reduce that a bit. I can't justify such an expense to save a few pounds, but I should clearly look to reduce weight with different airplane reading material for those times when no one is allowed to use electronic devices. Just 3 New Yorker magazines weighed in at 1.29 pounds. Another one would have put my paper material in range of the iPad and Zero Chroma case at 1.91 pounds. I can't tell you what you should or should not carry in your laptop bag, but I can say that if you haven't cleaned it out recently, you might be lugging more than is at all necessary. And if you want to enjoy the voyeurism of seeing exactly what I was carrying with me in my last trip, check out the Google Docs spreadsheet I've posted online. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Dolly Drive. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Angst, and it was kind of an interesting exercise. I don't think I've actually cleaned out a laptop bag since my previous Kensington saddlebag bit the dust and I replaced it with a new one. I will say that I'm going to be paying more attention to weight going forward, both in terms of laptops and accessories, including the laptop bag itself.